Hello?
Hi, is Sivash there?
I'm coming.
Hey, why won't you answer your phone? What is that supposed to mean?
It means I'm stuck. My mom and dad are watching my every move. I have to tell them about everything I do.
If that was true, you wouldn't have got yourself into this mess. You hadn't thought of this when you told me to forge Maddie's signature. Answer me.
If you want me to say I'm sorry, then I'm sorry, okay? Are you happy now?
You're sorry. That's it.
Oh, come on, Miran. What do you want?
Sivash. If you think you can hide away and blame everything on me, you are dead wrong. If I go to court, the first thing I tell them is that you are the one who found Mamarian, that Saeed is your friend, that you and Mamarian told me to forge Mehdi's signature, all right?
You know what? You do whatever you want. I'm sure the judge is desperate to hear what you have to say.
Where do you think you're going? We need to go to Saeed and get Mamarian's address now.
So you're a tough guy now?
Yeah, huh? I'm a tough guy. What are you going to do about it?
Sivash, what are you doing?
See, is that what you wanted?
Shut up, Sivash. If you think you can get away with it and blame everything on me, then you're wrong.
Okay, you know what? Now I want to stand back and watch. If you think you're innocent, think again. Are you crazy to sign whatever you're told to? If you are, then that's another story. Your signature means nothing, kiddo.
What Look. Do you want from us? Why don't you leave us alone?
Mom, go inside. I'll deal with it.
Oh, for goodness sake, when are you going to grow up? I'll deal with it. You go inside. Go inside.
Okay, I'll show you later.
Yeah? Whatever.
I said go inside. Listen, if I see you around here again, I'm going to have to call the police. What a rude boy.
Hello?
Why won't you answer the phone, Miran? Where are you?
I'm in the car.
Did you go to the police office?
No, but I will.
Hurry up. You should have gone this morning.
I'm going home first, and then I'll go
right
from there.
Go now. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Let me know if anything happens when you go there.
Don't worry, Mehdi. Nothing will go wrong.
Make sure you go, Miran. Otherwise, you'll get into trouble.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
One year?
Well, I have to finish what I started, all right?
What do you mean you won't be in Tehran?
Look, most of the work is in Bandar Abbas and the south of the country, and since we don't have anything there, we're better off staying there until we get an office ready. The cost of going and coming will be too much. This is why I haven't been able to call you these past few days. Nazanin, I'll be back in a year. Then I'll sit and talk to your dad about it. I'll tell him everything. I'll tell him why I dropped out of college. I'll tell him why I chose this job. I'll tell him everything, okay? I promise you, I'll tell him everything. The thing is, there's no point in me staying here either. And since your dad told us not to see each other, I think we're better off this way. If I go, I can at least get my work done and make the money I need. This is the best plan I have.
You mean you won't even come back for a day then?
No.
Well, you can just forget about me then. Won't you miss your family either?
I have no other choice. If it were up to me, I wouldn't go at all, but I have to do this, you know? Nazanin, I have to go. I have to go so I can come up with the things I promised your dad, right? Do you think it is easy for me not to see you?
You know, Miran, having a ton of money and a nice car and buying a fancy house means nothing to me, really. But I don't know why I have to put up with what my dad wants. And it seems like I now have to live a life the way that you and my dad want.
Nazanin, believe me, I didn't want this to happen. If it were up to me, I wouldn't go at all. Nazanin, all I want in life is to make you happy, that is all.
Well, tell Siavash to go for 6 months, then you'll go for the next 6 months.
I can't. Nazanin, I can't do that. You know, we were in this project together. I have a bigger share of it.
I'm the one who needs to be there to supervise things.
Look, when I come back and take care of everything, I'll explain it all to you, okay? I'll tell you about it. Please trust me.
Watch out, sir.
Are you mad at me? Nazanin, believe me, I have no choice. I have to go. I want to stay, but I can't.
When do you have to go?
I don't know. I'm not sure yet.
Then, why were you in Bandar Abbas these past few days?
I wanted to rent a place, but I didn't find anything. They said they'll get an office ready for us. They said they'll let us know when it is ready.
As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillah as-salihin. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah shukr, Allah shukr.
I don't know why I can't get Dad to feel any better.
He'll get better. Time will fix everything.
I don't know what to do about Bitter at all. Everything changes, but Bitter never plans on changing.
Bitter will change as well.
But Mom said they're going to leave today.
How come?
I don't know. I guess they just want to go back home.
What do you mean, Bahar? They should feel at home here. Look, I'll talk to your dad tonight. Where are they now?
They took Amir Hussein to the park.
Now?
Yes, Dad said it's less crowded at night. I don't know. Maybe he just wanted to talk to Mom.
What are you doing?
We've got to wash the dishes, Bita. This place is a mess.
Forget it. Don't touch them. Don't touch them, Shabnam.
Your mom will get mad at us, Bita. We need to clean up. Come
on. Look, honey, that's what they get for leaving the house and going. I'm not their slave.
Well, at least you can clean up your own mess then.
No, I don't want to. Shabnam, stop it. Don't touch them.
Bita, it's a complete mess in here. It's embarrassing. Come on.
Do as I say. Put them down. You're here so we can spend time together after such a long time. Not to wash the dishes. Come on,
let's go. Wait a second. Wait. What happened to your eyelid?
What's wrong with it?
Your eyelid's drooping, Bita. It looks worse than it did last night.
That's just rubbish. There's nothing wrong with my eyelid.
I'm serious, Bita.
Whatever. Stop the nonsense.
I swear it's drooping. I wouldn't lie to you.
You can stop
look
swearing
in the mirror and see for yourself
now.
Then. Why don't you believe me? Look.
How's it drooping? It looks fine.
It looks much worse than it did last night.
No, it doesn't. It looks better. And it'll be better by tomorrow.
Well, I'm just letting you know what I think. It's really bad.
Well, I think it's great. It's better than it was before. Hello. Come in. Our pizza's ready now.
How long do you plan on living like this?
Like what?
Call your parents and apologize and tell them to come back home.
They can come back if they want, and they can stay where they are if they don't want to come back.
Come on, Bitter, please.
Why should I? Munchtaba was the bad guy until yesterday, but now I'm the bad one, and he's an angel. They can stay wherever they want. They can't fool me anymore, Shabnam. If I stop now, every time anything happens, they'll go stay somewhere. It's as simple as that.
Are you coming to college tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Why shouldn't I? They called themselves. Hey, Shabnam, it's your mum. Forget it, don't answer it.
Why shouldn't I? They'll think I lied when I said I'm coming here. Hello there, Mom. I'm good. Why? No, her parents aren't home. Okay, I'll come back home tomorrow after my classes. Okay! I said okay, Mom. Yes, I'll come. Don't worry, Mom. Bye. Don't tell your parents I was here when they come back, okay?
Why not?
I'd feel really embarrassed if your mom comes and sees the house like this. Hurry up! We're late!
Okay, I'm coming. Let's go.
Isn't anyone at home?
I don't know. Come in.
Tell me, why did you come back, Mom? You should have stayed with us for a few more days. You know, I keep getting so worried that you're home alone here.
We can't stay here forever, dear. We've all got our own lives
we're
to
home.
Take care of.
Yay, we're home!
But if you stayed with us a bit longer, she'd have realized what it's like to be alone and she'd change her attitude then.
We can't, honey. After working hard all these years, your dad can't just go and live with his son-in-law. After all, your husband wants to be comfortable in his own home.
Who said Mushtaba's not comfortable with you? He never said anything.
I know he didn't say anything.
That is my house too, you know.
I know, sweetie, but we really can't go on like this. Mushtaba comes home tired from work and he might want to lie down in the living room, but he feels uncomfortable. He's so mindful about all these things.
Bitter. Don't touch them, Amir Hussein. They're dirty. Come on, come on. Let me put on a cartoon for you to watch. Good boy.
Auntie, I want a lolly.
Out of my way, kid.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself? Look at the mess you've
it's
made over here.
It's not your house, is it? Go back home if you don't like it here.
Bitter.
That's to teach you how to talk with respect to people.
Mom, please.
You just slapped me. You just slapped me.
Mom, leave her alone. Please. Please, Mom.
How dare she? How dare she behave like that?
Mom, please, I beg you. I beg you, Mom, don't.
Go and clean up the filth you made in the house right now.
I'm leaving this house right now.
You can do whatever the hell you want after your dad comes home. Baha, sweetie. What happened?
Nothing. I'm fine, Mom.
Get up, honey.
I'm just a bit dizzy. I'm fine.
Come on. Why are you so
I'm
pale?
I'm fine, Mom. Don't worry.
Come
Don't
on,
worry.
Honey. Sit down. Sit. Put your head here. Come and clean up the living room or I'll go to your university and embarrass you in front of your teachers. God knows what they teach you there.
By the way, don't you dare talk to Bahar like that ever again. Amir Hussein, sweetie, go and bring me the phone from the room.
Mom, don't call Mojtaba.
I won't. I want to call Shabnam and tell her off for coming here and making such a mess without cleaning it up.
How do you know Shabnam was here?
I've been speaking with the neighbor every day. I told her to keep an eye on the house and see who comes and goes. What happened to you all of a sudden?
Don't worry. I really am fine, Mom.
Don't tell me you're pregnant.
Just don't tell Dad yet, okay?
Thank God. I was getting worried about you. Does Mojtaba know?
He knows.
Auntie, where's the phone?
Amir Hussein, forget about it. Come here, honey. Please come here.
Forget about what? I want to call your dad to come home and set things straight in this house.
I feel really sorry for her.
What can I do? I'm sick and tired of this. I don't know what to do with her anymore.
Hi, Beta. Beta?
Thank you.
Hi, why are you so late? You said you'd be home early.
I left after my class finished. Didn't Bahar come with you?
Yes, she did. She's in the living room. Come and have tea.
Okay, I'm coming.
No, thank you.
Come on, sweetie. 1, 2, 3. What's the matter, Beta?
Nothing.
Right. Go on, honey. Go and watch some television. Sit down, Bahar.
Sit, honey.
Sit down. Where is Beta going?
Nowhere. I told her she has no right to step out of the house until your dad comes home.
Nazanin, you talk to her. Tell her to stop being such a child.
But what's the matter?
No, forget it. Where does she have to go? Don't worry, honey. Didn't you see the mess she made? No one's ready to put up with that. Your aunts won't, your uncles won't, and neither will your cousins. Wherever she goes, she either has to grow up or they'll kick her out after a day. She's just testing me. She's been pretending to pack her suitcase for an hour. She can't go anywhere.
Her door is closed.
Forget it. Leave her alone.
Hello, Shabnam.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Where are you?
At home.
Why didn't you come?
I told you I can't come today. My dad told
me off for staying over there last night.
Okay, then. I'll come there. Hello? Hello, Shabnam.
Look, I'm going to my aunt's house with my mother.
When are you coming back?
I'll have to call you back when I come back home, okay?
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
She was even being rude to Bahar today.
Did Bahar get upset?
She almost fainted. Thank God she's okay. I wouldn't know what to tell her husband if anything happened to her.
It's all Dad's fault.
That's what we get. It's always the parents' fault, isn't it? We get blamed no matter what.
Well, Mom, Dad's always gotten Beta whatever she's wanted.
He did that for her too, didn't he? She didn't turn out like her.
Bahar's from a different generation. Girls have changed.
Give me a break. Another generation? She's not that much older than Beta. Do generations change every 6 or 7 years? Does everything else have to change as well? You girls always have excuses to get what you want. What else can your father do? He works day and night. And he shouldn't have to work so hard at his age. Then she goes and does whatever she wants to do.
That's what I'm saying. Don't give her any money.
Yes, you're right. She doesn't deserve it. Having money doesn't mean a person has the right to go around and ruin their face. Girls like her need to earn their own money in order to appreciate the value. Once she gets herself a job at some company for a little bit of cash and has to say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, to everyone there, she will learn to grow up a bit.
If you had told me, I would have given you my account details. Hold on a minute. Tell Mr. Nayiri to come here.
Okay, sir.
Yes. Yes, exactly. All the details are there.
Hello? Hello, how are you? Yes, he is. One moment, please. Excuse me, Shayester is on the line. Yes. Excuse me, Mr. Nayiri. Mr. Fanny wants to see you. No, come upstairs, please. Yes. What are you doing here?
Hey, calm down. They told me to bring this.
Okay, you've brought it. Now get out of here before he sees you.
Let him see me. I didn't do anything. I don't work for him and I owe him nothing. I'm making my own money and it's none of his business.
Okay, whatever you say. Go now.
He's the one who's up to something. Why should I hide, huh?
Go, Aslan, go. How could you possibly know that he's up to something? Can't you go anywhere without making up stories? You just go around and make up rumors for people, don't you?
He might be able to fool you. But I'm not falling for it. You should have seen how nice and easy he was, laying back on the lady's couch. Let him realize that you know what he's up to. Then you'll be the one bussing him around. You'll be the one who's in charge here.
Okay, hurry up and go now. Just go.
You women get mad at us if we don't work. And then you still go and get mad at us when we do work. I'll never understand women.
What do you want?
You have 30,000 tomans to lend me. I'll give it back to you when I get paid. Hey, it's just me. Calm down. Thanks a lot. Yeah, your dear sister gave me a very long shopping list today.
Hurry up.
See you later.
Go.
Hey, take care.
Miss Jalili. Where's Mr. Nayiri?
I called him and told him to come up.
Miss Jalili? Miss Jalili?
I'm sorry.
Hello? Hello there. Come in, Mr. Nayiri.
Miss Carey. Yes, he brought it. Miss Carey, I know it might be asking too much, but please don't send him here again. When he comes here, he won't leave, and if Mr. Funny sees him, he'll get really upset. I know. I know you did me a favor by hiring him. I know. I swear to God I realize that. But can't someone else bring the letters for our office, please? Well, whenever he's the only one left, give me a call and I'll come get the letters myself. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry I keep asking you for favors. I don't know how to thank you. Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Does he want to buy it?
Yeah, I think
so. How does he plan on paying for it?
Yeah, he gets along with you, but not with me. Well, well. Good morning, madam.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Hello, madam.
Hello.
Mr. Gaderi, this is Miss Bazogmian. Take a seat, please. 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 How are you, Miss Bazogmian?
Good, thanks.
Did you bring the documents?
Yes. Here you go.
I was talking to Mr. Gaderi today about the price we settled on. I told him that we promised to get you a 5 million Toman discount, and he very kindly agreed.
Not a problem, Mr. Sufi. I owe you more than a discount.
Thank you very much. Did you get the certified check from the bank?
Yes. Here you go.
Thank you very much. Here you go, sir.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Gaderi, if you could sign the bottom of these papers, please. Did you drive the car? Did you like it?
Yes, I did, thank you.
Here you go. Congratulations, madam.
Thank you.
And can you sign, please?
Here you go.
Oh, look. You have such a beautiful signature.
Is everything done now?
Yes, congratulations. You bought a very good car. Allow me to order a cup of tea for you.
No, thank you. I have to go back home. Goodbye.
Goodbye, madam.
Goodbye.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Miss Bazogmian, this copy of the contract belongs to you. You seem to trust me a lot. I guess we have mutual trust between us.
Thank you.
I'll prepare the documents for you, and once they're ready, I'll call you, so you can come and sign the final contract.
Thank you. Goodbye.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I'm coming.
Hello.
Hello, son. Come in, please.
Is it a bad time?
Of course not. Come in.
Thank you.
Come in.
After you.
Hello, Ismail.
Hello, Mother.
Good to see you, son.
Thank you. I'm so sorry for intruding on you.
Don't
like this.
Don't say that, darling.
Sorry, is Samaneh home?
Yes, she's upstairs. I'll go call her.
Thank you.
Hey, why are you standing here?
Was that Ismail?
Yes.
Why did he come here?
What do you mean? He's here to see you.
He shouldn't be. I don't want to see him.
What's the matter this time, Samaneh?
Don't ask me about it, Mum. I said I don't want to see him. If he asks where I am, tell him I'm sleeping or I've got a headache or something.
Come on, honey, don't hurt the poor boy's feelings.
His feelings? Why don't you care about my feelings, Mom?
It wasn't worth it. You see, it was too much work and not enough pay. I couldn't keep going on like that forever. And Oscar really just doesn't care about his workers. He's just after his own profit.
As far as I know, Ashkar's a religious man. How can he not care about his workers?
Don't fall for that, Kazem. He just appears that way.
Have you found somewhere else to work?
No. I'm actually thinking of working for myself, you see.
You mean opening a shop?
Yeah, if I can. Although I'll need a lot of money beforehand to rent the shop and to buy the equipment and everything. But we'll have to see how things go.
Good to see you, Ismail.
Thank you very much.
I'll bring you some tea.
Oh, I don't want to trouble you.
It's no trouble, dear.
Thank you, Mother.
How is your counseling sessions going?
Well, that's actually why I'm here. I wanted to talk to you about it.
I'm listening.
But if you don't mind, I want Summoner to be here too. You see, it's just I don't want her to be upset with me at all. I want her to hear what I have to say about this.
Here's your tea.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very
much.
You're
welcome.
Can you tell Summoner to come downstairs, darling?
Sure, I'll call her in a minute.
Have your tea.
Help yourself.
Ismail wants to talk to you.
I already told you, Mom. I don't want to see him.
Your dad told me to call you, honey. Go downstairs, sweetie. He said he wants to hear what he has to say. I'll stay here so he can say whatever he wants.
Hello.
Hello.
Sit down, honey. Ismail has something he wants to tell us, and he wants you to hear it. Go ahead, Ismail.
If you remember, the last time that I was here, you had told me off. You'd told me off for breaking one of Summer Nair's friend's phones then. I'm here to tell you something about that girl that'll prove to you that I had the right to break her phone, really.
Sorry, Ismail. No offense, but as they say, liars have a short memory. Last time you said you didn't break her phone. You said it accidentally fell on the ground. Didn't you say that last time?
Well, that doesn't matter. But Summoner forced me to go see a psychologist after that incident, and now I'm here to make things clear to you. I had every right to do what I did.
Our problem isn't just about Manoush.
Yes, it is. She's the main problem in our life. Kazem, last time I had the right to break her phone, I did. And now I have the right not to let someone hang around with her. That girl Manoush, she's trash.
It's not right to talk behind another girl's back like that, Ismail.
No, it's actually the right thing to do, Kazem. Trust me. I've been keeping an eye on that girl for a while now. I guess you should know. I saw her with her boss, who's a middle-aged man. He's got a wife and children. I saw them together, hand in hand, getting in a car and off to a restaurant.
I really won't believe a word of it, Dad.
You see, that's what I'm having trouble with. That's exactly my problem. She believes everyone except for me, her fiancé.
That's a very big accusation you're making now.
Yeah. It's very big, very big. But instead of listening to her husband and forgetting about that girl, she tells me to stop snooping around in other people's lives. Like, how can you say that? Well, how can you?
Yeah, and I'll say it again. You have no right to stick your nose into other people's lives. Excuse me, Dad.
That's what I get for telling the truth. I don't know what to do with her. I just don't. God knows how much I love Summoner. I love my life with her. I really do. But there's something not right about that girl. She's trash and she's just...
Stop it, Ismail. Stop backbiting.
How is it backbiting, Kazem? What's backbiting? Excuse me, but I saw them with my own two eyes. If you don't believe me, you can get ready right now and I'll show you the restaurant they went to. Why should I have to lie to you?
If you're lying, then it's a false accusation. But if, God forbid, what you said is true, then you're backbiting. So if you're a Muslim, stop it right now.
I am a Muslim, but not the way you want, nor the way Samaneh wants. I do what I think is right, okay?
Only God knows what's right and wrong and how we're Muslims. He said himself that if a Muslim does something wrong, I'll hide it from others and no one has the right to spread it around and tell others about it.
So you're telling me to keep quiet and watch that girl hang around my fiancé and influencer just because God says we shouldn't talk behind people's backs? So for heaven's sake, give me a break!
Stop shouting, Ismail.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go on.
Our duty as Muslims is to do what God has told us to do. He hasn't told us to keep quiet against oppression and injustice. You've told Samaneh enough about what you've seen, my son. So there is no need for you to repeat it. As far as I know, if Samaneh realizes that her friend Mirnoush is the type of girl you say she is, she'll stop seeing her. That's what she has to do then.
That's all I want.
But this has got nothing to do with your behavioral problems. That problem still remains, you see.
My behavioral problems?
Yes. I told you last time as well, when you lose your temper, you lose control. Just like you did right now. It's a very big problem.
But Kazem, if Samaneh just listens to me, I won't get angry anymore.
Of course. When everything goes the way you want it to, there's nothing to be angry about, that's obvious. What we want for you is to be able to control yourself when you do get angry, Ismail.
Okay, you're right. I'll try not to get angry anymore. Or at least I'll try to control my temper.
I told Samaneh as well. You have to complete your therapy sessions. If your psychologist gives her approval so that you can start living together, then I'll approve of it as well.
What on earth are you doing here?
How are you?
I'm fine. What's up?
Are you alone?
Oh, no. Ruth Bay and the accountants are still here.
Is Miss Tahiri here?
No, she left early today. I'm waiting for the boss to come back from his meeting. I have to give him this package. So
nothing.
What's up with you?
Just came to see you.
Are you alone or did he come with you?
I am alone.
No way. I'll show you.
Where are you going?
Come. Look, he always comes and stands near those green fences. I know what he's up to.
Forget it, Mirnoush. Come sit down. I want to talk to you.
He's not there.
So how's it going? What have you been up to?
Nothing much. I'm having fun working in a chic and glassy company.
What did you have for lunch?
Unfortunately, I didn't have time to have lunch today, considering the huge amount of work I had to do. So I decided to have my lunch and dinner together when I go home.
What about yesterday? Didn't you have lunch yesterday?
Didn't I tell you? I went to a fancy restaurant with Mr. Rui yesterday. Samaneh, why are you asking me this?
Why did you go to the restaurant with Mr. Rui?
They pass on the news to you. So Mr. Harry sits here and spies on me.
I said, why did you go to the restaurant with Mr. Ruhi?
Because he wanted me to meet his daughter.
Oh, so did his daughter come as well?
Yes, his daughter was there too. What? Did Mr. Harry give you the wrong news? Did she tell you that Mr. Ruhi and I went to the restaurant alone?
No, Mirnoush, I swear I haven't seen or spoken to Mr. Harry for ages.
Then how do you know all this, Samaneh?
What do you mean? You just told me yourself. So tell me, what was Yasemin like? Hey, doesn't she come to the company? Why did you have to go meet her at the restaurant?
No, she doesn't. Why should she come here?
What? It's her dad's company.
So what about that? That doesn't mean that she has to come here all the time.
Okay, let's go. Why are we sitting here? You finished your work. Come on.
I can't come. I'm waiting for Mr. Rui to come so I can give him some documents.
Well, leave it on his desk. Don't worry about it. He won't fire you. You don't need to kiss up to him. You're an excellent employee. Come on. See you later.
ندارم این دوریو از سر بگیری کم میارم دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست یوسف تخت شاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست شاید فراموشت شده یک عمر کم نیست این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست برگرد امشب دیگه داره دیر میشه آدم مگه با عشقشم درگیر میشه این آدم ها اصلا شبیه اترا نمیرن دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی شو دور از همه قلبم بمیره غربت تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی